All about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our program All About Paradise. In this program, we'll be talking about description of Jannah. We'll be talking about those blessings which have been preserved and kept for the believers, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. So be with us from start till end, inshallah, an immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ Intention of a believer is better than his actions. And very first hadith, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned in his Bukhari, that is also regarding intentions. And part of that hadith is, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ Actions are based upon intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah gives us a beautiful mindset not to forget to make good intentions. I make this intention, I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will watch, listen with concentration. From start to end, you will act upon and pass this knowledge on to others to inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Respected viewers, when we talk about the description of Jannah, there is a beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Sunan Tirmizi. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said, if so little as what can be placed on a fingernail of what is in heaven were to become apparent, it would have beautified all the far corners of the heavens and the earth. And if the heavenly bracelets were to become apparent, it would have blocked out the light of the sun as the sun conceals light of the stars. Subhanallah. There is another hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is stated, various places made of gems are in Jannah, which are clearly transparent, that inside can be seen from outside, and the outside can be seen from inside. Allahu Akbar. Another hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The walls of Jannah are built of bricks made of gold and silver, and the mortar is of musk. One brick of the garden of Jannah is made of gold, one brick is made of silver, and the soil is saffron, and its pebbles are pearls and rubies. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, can you imagine these blessings which are kept for us, for believers in Jannah? In this dunya, we also have houses, mansions, bungalows. But have you ever thought about such walls? Have you ever thought about such houses or such gardens which are decorated like this? But subhanAllah, this is what is in Jannah. This is what is prepared for the believers. It is narrated in another narration that one brick of garden of Jannah is made of white pearl, one brick is made of red ruby, and one brick is of green chrysolite. The mortar of musk, the grass is saffron, and pebbles are of pearls. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Can you imagine this beauty? How would it be in Jannah? Now let's talk about rivers of Jannah. Jannah has four rivers. One of water, one of milk, the third of honey, and one of pure wine, which does not intoxicate. Streams will flow from these rivers, reaching every house. Allahu Akbar. These streams do not flow below the ground level, but above the ground. One shore of the river is made up of pearls and the other of rubies. The river beds are made of pure musk. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Ghani. These will be the rivers in Jannah, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. We'll be enjoying rivers of water, we'll be enjoying river of milk, we'll be enjoying river of honey, and inshaAllah, river of pure wine. And subhanAllah, streams will flow from these rivers, and where would they enter? Into the houses. Can you imagine such a beauty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has prepared for the believers? Allahu Ghani. But today we need to earn halal. Today we need to consume halal. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. The blessings of consuming, earning and consuming halal will bless us to have such beautiful, pure blessings of Jannah. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we'll have blessings of drinking milk in Jannah. InshaAllah, pure water will be there for us to drink, and we will have pure wine. Today we have to protect ourselves from alcohol, from wine, which is not pure, which intoxicates, which causes to lose our senses. But inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has prepared such a pure wine for the believers in Jannah, which does not intoxicate, which does not affect senses of one who will drink. And that is pure, and it does not smell. It is such a beautiful drink which will be given to the believers in Jannah. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. You should prepare for that. Respected viewers, let's now talk about foods of Jannah. In this dunya, we work hard, we earn. Why? To feed ourselves, to feed our family. But imagine, in Jannah, what kind of food is prepared? So let me mention what kind of food is prepared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's kept for the believers. The food will be delicious and of all varieties. And whatever is desired will be presented to them. To whom? To the residents of Jannah. Upon seeing a bird, if one would desire to eat its meat would be immediately fried and brought to him. Subhanallah. So you just need to make a wish. A flying bird, you would imagine, I want to eat. If you make a wish, they'll come roasted in front of you and you would eat it. Allahu Akbar. These are the blessings. One can imagine, Allahu Akbar, they are for believers. When the desire of water will be there, jugs will appear in their hands containing the right mixture of water, milk, wine and honey. Allahu Akbar. The quantity will be exactly according to their desire. Not one drop more nor one drop less, and it will disappear after drinking it. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. All the food will be digested, producing a fragrant burp and perspiration, which will give out a smell like that of musk. Allahu Akbar. It will just burp. And what will happen? All will be digested. And normally, when someone burps, it doesn't smell good. But what will happen in Jannah? When a person will burp, everything will be digested and it will give out a smell like that of musk. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, these are the blessings. These are the rivers. These are the foods which will be blessed, which will be given, granted to the residents of Jannah. Let me tell you about servants of Jannah. In this dunya, what are the charms and luxuries of this world? You see, someone who has a good car, good house, eats good, eats delicious foods, or has many servants around. That person is known to be wealthy and living a very high lifestyle. This is what, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, believers will get in Jannah. Can you imagine how many servants will they have? Allahu Akbar. Each dweller of Jannah, Jannati, the person who will reside in Jannah, will have a minimum of 10,000 servants. One person will have 10,000 servants at the head of his bed, and each servant will be holding a silver bowl in one hand and a gold bowl in the other hand, and each bowl will have a diamond of new color. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. That many servants will be granted to a person who will enter into paradise. When a dweller of Jannah eats more food, its taste would not decrease, but will become tastier, even better. Each morsel would be 70 tastes, and every taste is more distinctive than the last one. He will feel all these tastes together, and the sense of one taste would not stop the other. The clothing of the dwellers of Jannah would not go worn out, nor would they become old. Allahu Ghani, Allahu Ghani. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, after hearing such beautiful blessings of Jannah, wouldn't we still strive to go to Jannah? Wouldn't we try and work hard to earn such blessings? Of course, we should try to earn such blessings. Let me mention a faith-refreshing account relating to blessings of Jannah. Sayyidina Isa bin Marhum Attar alayhi rahmatullahi al-Ghaffar has stated, a pious maid used to remain in the service of Sayyidatuna Rabi'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. That maid told me about the worshipping and devotion of Sayyidatuna Rabi'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, that she would be engrossed in salah the whole night long. She would lay down her prayer mat at the break of dawn, and when daylight begins, she would immediately get up and would say to her nafs, O nafs, how long will you sleep in this temporary world? Stay awake sometimes. Carry out some virtuous deeds, then receive the sweet sleep in your grave. Nobody will wake you up till the hereafter. Perform deeds here and have rest there. Jagna hai jag le aflaq ke saaye tale, jagna hai jag le aflaq ke saaye tale, hashr tak sota rahega khaak ke. So we were talking about Sayyidatuna Rabi'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. After saying this to her nafs, she rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha would engage in worshipping again. She devoted her entire life in worshipping. She rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha called me when her death approached and said, do not trouble me due to my death, i.e. do not cry and wail over my death, and bury me in this same woolen robe. After her death, we shrouded her in the same robe as she had willed. And 1 year later, I saw her in my dream wearing a beautiful green garment made of silk and long green scarf, also of silk. I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, I had never seen such a beautiful garment before as the one she was wearing. I then asked her, Oh Rabi'a, what happened to the robe that we shrouded you in? She rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha replied, I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, that robe was taken from me and was replaced with this brilliant garment. That robe has been folded, sealed, and placed in maqame illiyin, so that I attain reward in exchange for it on the day of judgment. I asked, what about other blessings rewarded to you? She rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha replied, the blessings which Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for his pious bondsmen are beyond description. You have had just a glimpse of these blessings. As for other unique and excellent blessings prepared for his blessed saints, Allah Azza wa Jal knows. Thereafter, I requested her to inform me of such an act through which I could attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha replied, make the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal abundantly. Make the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal compulsory upon you. If you do this, it is not impossible that you are rewarded with such blessings that you become admired. Gada bhi muntazir hai khuld mein nekon ki daawat ka, khuda din khair se laaye sakhi ke ghar ziyafat ka. Respected viewers, did you listen about that bond woman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who devoted all her days and nights in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying awake in the worship of Allah, sacrificed all her desires and opposed her nafs? In return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered immense blessings upon her, that the robe she would wear at the time of worshipping was replaced with such an excellent garment whose beauty has never been seen or heard by anybody. Even on the day of judgment, reward will be granted to her in exchange of his blessed robe. Other eternal blessings of Jannah will also be granted in addition to that. Sayyidatuna Rabi'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha deserved all these blessings because she was true believer and she devoted her entire life in doing good deeds. And the true believers who continue carrying out virtuous deeds have received the glad tidings of Jannah, as it is stated in Surah An-Nisa, verse 124, part 5. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Holy Quran, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman: and whoever does virtuous deeds, whether man or woman, and is a Muslim, will be admitted to paradise and they will not be wronged a bit. Subhanallah. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode of All About Paradise. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise.